From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Please join us now for a message from the Word of God, as brought by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. In the course of the broadcast, we'll also hear some Christ-honoring sacred music, as well as information as to how you can receive some of the gospel literature available without charge or obligation. For many weeks, Dr. Cairns has been preaching a series of messages on the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. Today, he comes to a subject which has perplexed many of God's people through the years. It is the matter of the leading of the Holy Spirit. There is much confusion and misinformation about this issue, something which is of vital importance to every sincere Christian. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns will seek to dispel wrong notions about the Spirit's leading, as well as to provide scriptural answers to the question, how can I know God's will? Before coming to the message, Dr. Cairns takes a few minutes to call attention to his booklet, A New Beginning, a publication designed for those who are serious about learning how to be saved and how to grow in the Christian life. Today, he speaks about an issue that affects both the young and the older, peer pressure.
We hear a lot nowadays about peer pressure. That's just modern jargon for the influence, usually evil, that's exerted upon us by our associates. Frequently, peer pressure is cited as an excuse for varying forms of sinfulness. It's something that we hear especially with reference to young people. Now, it's natural that people want to be part of a group. Very few people are really happy being absolute loners. They want to be part of a group. They want to have the acceptance of the group. And obviously, if the group is going in a certain moral direction, the way of acceptance is to go along with them. And if you don't go along with them, they may batter you physically, they may mock you, they may make life uncomfortable for you, they may do all sorts of things. That's called peer pressure. Every parent knows what it is to have to battle with this in the life of his children, because they are in schools where they're coming under pressures to live in certain ways. We live in a promiscuous and immoral age, and there are tremendous pressures upon our young people to act as their peers are acting or say they're acting. We live in a drug-infested society, and the pressure upon young people to experiment with drugs is certainly immense. Peer pressure is certainly nothing to be laughed at or simply shrugged off. The Bible acknowledges this, but it also has something directly to say to us about this matter. And if you are young and undergoing such pressure, I trust you'll listen very carefully. And even if you're not so young anymore and you're still under the pressure of what men think or say, I trust that you will give attention to what the Lord says. Here's what the Bible tells us. Proverbs chapter 1. If sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Now that's plain enough, simple enough, clear enough. When sinners entice you, when peer pressure comes on, don't buckle to peer pressure. Don't give in to the enticements of the ungodly. Do not consent. Because if you go on in Proverbs 1, you'll read of where that leads. The Bible says, blessed is the man, Psalm 1 verse 1, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Now, we all react to pressure of some kind or another. There is something that pressurizes us, something that motivates us to do and be what we do and are. So, what is that pressure? You're either going to react to follow the pressure of the world, or you're going to react and follow the pressure of God and His Word. God's Word puts pressure upon us, and the command not to give in to the enticements of sinners may be turned around to the command of the Lord Jesus Christ, where He says, follow me. Follow me. Now, there you've got a pressure that is worthy of being accepted. I said we all want to be part of a group. We all want to be accepted in the group. Well, you know, the greatest group on earth to be part of and be accepted in is the church of the firstborn. It's the church of the blood washed. It's the people who are rightly related to God through Jesus Christ. It's the people who have life eternal. Now, how can you gain acceptance in that group? Well, the bigger question is, how can you gain acceptance with God? I tell you, it's in Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus says, turn from peer pressure to His pressure. Take His burden upon you. Take His yoke upon you. Bow the shoulder and bow the heart to serve Him. Dismiss the world and say, I don't care what the world thinks or says. From all that the world thinks or says, cleansing for me, by the grace of God, I have decided to follow Jesus. Acceptance with God, acceptance in the church of God, being part of the greatest group that time or eternity will ever know, the group of the blood-washed believers in Christ. That's all important. Make sure today that you turn from peer pressure to Christ. He will save you, and He will enable you to stand for Him, no matter what the peer pressure may be.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the life, theology, and the far-reaching influence of the great reformer John Calvin. Three leading Christian scholars provide helpful insights into the work of this much misunderstood spiritual giant as part of the observance of the 500th anniversary of Calvin's birth. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church, focusing this time on the Reverend Cecil Maneri. The missionary focus is upon what the Lord is doing in the Czech Republic. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, what is the best way to study the Bible? Is baptism essential for salvation? Or, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
This morning I want to draw your attention to the 14th verse of Romans chapter 8. And we'll also be looking a little at John 16 and verse 13. John 16 and 13 says, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth." Romans 8:14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The leading of the Spirit is a subject which, for most Christians, is both confused and totally confusing. Conflicting opinions are championed with great zeal by differing groups, each one sure of its own ideas. On the one extreme, you have those of the charismatic persuasion who claim direct divine revelations, where God will give light straight from heaven, sometimes in a physical sense, where God will give voices and visions in addition to, and sometimes even in defiance of, the Scriptures of truth. Then there are others who won't go quite that far, but yet they evaluate the whole matter of the leading of the Spirit by such things as hunches and feelings and circumstances and some things that they perceive to be signs from the Lord. Still other people, and this is true of very, very many evangelicals and fundamentalists, will use the Bible much in a way that a fortune teller uses a crystal ball. And they will just open the Bible and drop their finger on a text. Very often they will spiritualize that text to mean something that neither the human writer nor the divine author ever intended as a primary meaning or even as any sort of a legitimate application. And then there are others who go to the other extreme entirely, and they virtually deny any guidance for the Christian at all. Some years ago, when there was a book published on the subject of decision-making in the will of God, I referred to these people as the evangelical deists who believe that God has saved His people and He has set them in motion, He has wound them up like a clock, and it's up to them to make all the decisions. And there is no such thing as guidance whatsoever in any providential way in the decisions and the circumstances of life. Now, obviously, all these conflicting opinions lead to great confusion. The question is, what saith the Scripture? And even, you know, in asking that question, we've got to be very careful, because we are not living in the period of the writing of Scripture. We are not living in the midst of that great movement whereby the Holy Spirit in an inspiring way was giving new revelation. So we have got to be very careful, for we cannot simply take the supernatural interventions of the Holy Spirit in the lives of the vehicles of divine revelation and apply them to ourselves. In other words, we cannot say that because God did something for Moses or something for Elijah or something for Paul that it is scriptural that He will do exactly the same thing in our day. For instance, we take the case of Philip, who was guided directly by the Lord to go down to meet with a man who needed Christ. And the Ethiopian eunuch was saved as the result of that divine revelation. Now, as soon as Philip had dealt with the Ethiopian eunuch, the Lord took him bodily and placed him at Azotus. On the way down, he traveled. On the way back, God transported him miraculously. Now, that was guidance of the very highest caliber. But because it's in the Bible, does not say that it is the guidance that we can expect to have today. So when we say, what saith the Scriptures, we have got to look very discerningly to understand the mind of the Spirit as to what was miraculous and temporary and what is of lasting significance for the people of God. Now, when I turn to the subject of the leading of the Spirit in the Bible, I find that in the midst of all the claims that are being made, and all the counterclaims, there is something that seems to escape the attention of most of the controversial speakers in this thing. In fact, most of what is said on the subject of divine leading misses the very basic aspects of what the Bible is teaching on the leading of the Spirit of God. And so many Christians are so intent on finding some esoteric experience whereby they know a light from heaven to show them sometimes what parking place to have and various other things in individual life, that they're missing the real matter of this being led by the Spirit of God. Now, we have read in Romans 8:14, and I want us to think of this text today particularly. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And I want us very simply to think of the substance and the significance of the leading of the Spirit of God. Now, thinking of the substance of this leading, there are three vital words that I'm going to be using this morning. These are the things in connection with which the Spirit of God leads us. And the order of these words is important. If you get the order mixed up, you'll end up going into fanaticism and probably into heresy. The three words are God's Word, God's Way, and God's Will. God's Word, God's Way, and God's Will. Now, the first thing we've got to say then is that the Holy Ghost leads a Christian into God's Word, and He leads him thereafter according to God's Word. We read in John 16 and verse 13, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, or literally into all the truth. Notice the title of the Holy Ghost. He is the Spirit of truth. He is the author of this book of truth. He is the revealer of the Christ who said, I am the truth. And it is the primary task of the Spirit of God to lead Christians into the Bible. Now let me emphasize that. Most people who are claiming to be led hither and thither into this decision and that decision by the Spirit of God are greatly ignorant of that book. Now, I'm going to make a very sweeping statement today, and it's going to trample some people's pet corns, and instead of apologizing, I am going to say, glory to God. And the statement is this, that if the Lord is not leading you into a knowledge of the Bible, then the Lord is not leading you at all. And when you get this down, you will realize that this business of making a decision walking an aisle, signing a card, putting up your hand to join the church, and that makes you a Christian, and you never again have an interest in the Bible. You never come to know anything of the Bible. There is no heart desire for the Bible. There is no getting into the Bible. Those things, decisions, etc., are but counterfeits of true Christianity, and you have the evidence, solid evidence, of the absence of the leading of the Spirit of God. Now, you can tell me you've got visions. I want to tell you they are not of God. You can tell me you hear voices. They're of the devil or of your own overwrought imagination. You can tell me that you've had wonderful experiences. But I tell you today in the name of Jesus Christ and on the authority of that word, that the very first action of the leading Spirit of God is to lead you to the book of God. And if he hasn't led you into Scripture, then he isn't leading you at all.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.